Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Would have been round 11 2020. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who this week spent a little bit of time in Bomber Thompson's boot. It's Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, g'day, Michael. God, freedom. It is good to be free. And look, God, that got blown out of proportion. People saying that Bomber Thompson threw someone in the boot of his car in the western suburbs of Melbourne this week. I can happily tell the Junktime family that that was me. So what happened was I met Bomber and I owed him a little bit of, I owed him some money. And he said, it's got to be cash and stop giving me fucking $5 and $2 coins and shit. He goes, I want 50s and I want 100s. I said, Mark, no worries, man. I rocked up. And I'll admit, I didn't have it all, right? Now, he's taken that the wrong way. And so as a bit of a lark, to teach me a lesson, we were mucking around. We're good buddies, me and Bomb. I mean, we had him on the show.
That's
Michael.
Right. Of course, that probably was the start of the beautiful friendship. What about 4 years ago that was?
Yeah, exactly. Lovely friendship. So he threw me in the boot just to muck around. He was like, oh, Rosie, I'm going to teach you a bit of a lesson. Threw me in the boot, then took me out of the boot, put me in a Hessian bag, tied the Hessian bag up, threw me from the Balti into the Yarra, right? It's just part of a joke. I was laughing all the way down. I was like, giggle. You fucking got me, Bomber. And so luckily I managed to rip a hole in it and I swam to the side of the Yarra and I was sitting on the banks and he came up and I think it was just a small steel pipe that he put in the back of my head. I couldn't see it.
Yep, sure.
And he just said, you pay me the rest of the fucking money or you'll never see your family again. And I laughed and he laughed and we just went our separate ways. And so to the person who rang the police and said that Bomber Thompson has thrown someone into the boot of their car, why don't you ask Bomber and me first what it's about? It was just two blokes mucking around, so just let us have some fun.
Yeah, probably some old pensioner, hey? You know, kind of you always get narky about other people having fun. Want to shut down the funny games.
Sorry, Karen. We were just having a little bit of fun. Sure, there may not have been social distancing, but there was, I think it was hand sanitizer. He splashed, I was covered in something when I was thrown in the boot. I'm assuming it was hand sanitizer. It smelled very alcoholic. And it was just two blokes mucking around. Just let us have some fun. They didn't know that we'd live together. Maybe I was a bikie who'd moved in to Bomber's place and therefore we're allowed to be within 1.5 metres. Check your facts, people, before you go ringing the fucking cops.
I know. Disgrace. And also the media picked up on it as well. I mean, in the description here, and it's so ridiculous. Mm. It's ridiculous to say.
I haven't read this article. Yeah. What do they say about our altercation?
Witnesses recall seeing Thompson throw a person into the boot of a car. And it's ridiculous. As if. Because as Bomber said himself, he said, it's overblown.
Overblown, mate. It was overblown. I agree with him.
I couldn't get him in the boot.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't even fit in my boot. So
checked the car? Yeah. Have they actually downloaded the specs of each car and gone, would this car, fucking hell, have to be a small car that couldn't fit a man in it?
Because you know how many times when you see a car and you have to do that quick mathematical equation in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Could I fit,
how many people?
Could I fit an adult in it?
What do you reckon's gone down? Like, because if the general public has seen one, that they know it's Bomber Thompson, because you know he's been in the news a fair bit lately.
Yep.
And two, you know, you don't accidentally, like, you know, when you're at the supermarket and you see someone putting, you know, groceries in the boot of the car, it's not very often you go, was that a person or was that three bags of groceries? Was that a 20 pack of toilet paper or a human being screaming as they got put into a boot?
Well, that's what I was going to say as well, because you very rarely, I think, would people go into a boot quietly. Like,
yeah,
no one's
yeah.
like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll get in the boot. Okay, just this once.
Oh, your money. I suppose I got to pay a fine somehow.
Oh, fuck, man.
But you never know. What if that was part of his, if he's out coaching again, okay? So this is his way of redemption. He's out. He said, mate, if you don't hit a target again, we're going around the block in the boot. Right? And so this person's going, fucking hell, I've got to hit the target. Bang, ball goes out in the full. If they did that to Jack Watts, maybe Jack Watts would be able to hit a target these days.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
It's that kind of discipline that you teach them early. You teach, if it was an Oz kicker, you put an Oz kicker in the boot, mate. I tell you what, they're going to learn to kick straight.
Well, that's the thing. People make a lot of fun of Collective Mind, you know, for a bit of radical ideas, you know, playing the Richmond theme song, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe Bombers just taking that extra step, you know, just popping people in the boot. I mean, maybe that's what Adelaide Crows need. Bit of time in the boot.
Well, let's hear from the football club that he's working with, and they might, you know, really pump him up and go, our you know, our camaraderie has never been better since we have lived in fear of being thrown in the boot.
Proof is in the pudding. Maybe the Brownlow medalist this year will just say, hey, I just want to thank Bomber Thompson for all the help that he gave me during the year. I mean, you know, people say it's unconventional to go in the boot, but look here at the results.
But I tell you what, as we drove around the western suburbs of Melbourne and I had no idea where we were, and when I heard us hit a gravel car park, I was thinking about how I was going to be a better teammate.
By the way, I have all the money that I owe you, so I'll give it to you after this.
And however much you want to sell the Brownlow for, Bomber, it's yours.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh,
good times. Good times.
God, 2020, hey? 2020.
It's been a fun year.
Hey, we're talking about Patreon, Adam. Patreon.com/junktimeAFLpod. Thanks to all the folk who have signed up. We got four levels. It was $2, $5, $1, $10. I think that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And, we thank you very much, all the people who signed up. It's very kind of you. Getting us through. I'll put it this way. We're paying off a few debts. I don't want to go on the boot. Not again.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, thank you to everyone. We love you guys for doing it. And don't forget, it is coming into winter and there is nothing worse than having a cold stubby that makes your hands very cold. So don't forget, of course, we still have the Junk Time stubby holder still available at bigcartel.junktime.com. We are out of, which ones are we out of?
Baby in the Bathroom?
And I'm doing very well.
Okay. Sure.
People like to show off how well they were doing, and unfortunately, we've run out. But Beer Without Notice, still available.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Junktime.bigcartel.com. Get yourselves a little stubby warmer for your hands. Keep them stubby cool. Keep your hands warm this winter.
So the countdown, Adam, we're what, 10 days away from football returning for round two?
It's pretty fucking exciting. Our next show will actually be a preview of the first week's football. We may actually have some football to talk about.
I know. I reckon we've done pretty well for 3 months or so.
I think we've done exceptionally well, yeah.
And there's talk about having cutouts at the game. So cutouts of fans. So I think Collingwood are planning on doing it for the first game at least.
Yeah.
And then the Dogs want to do it as well. But they want to find someone to pay for it too. So.
Yeah. Well, so no, I think fans can pay $22 and you get your face on a cardboard cutout. Now, we saw that in the NRL on the weekend. And, of course, as soon as something thoughtful is offered, people hijack it and use it for their own purposes. As we saw in the rugby league on the weekend, when there was a German serial killer sitting in the crowd, a doctor who had killed 250 people.
Yeah, I think suspected of killing that man. I think got done for about 15. Yeah, I think he's an English guy, actor, actually. But
oh, is he?
But I think I think he's English, but we'll just say he's German because it kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've got a rep. They do have a reputation. But you just know that as soon as they go, oh, mate, yeah, this is my cousin, you go, yeah, that's because Dominic Cummings, the guy who drove 400 kilometres to see whether or not he could see in the UK, he was in the crowd. So it's very hard to vet.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, I think the people who put their pets on the pictures and the like.
Pets, and one of those pets ate a cat. I mean, you just don't know, you know, what sort of ruffians they're putting up there.
I think I'd do it for what, $20 or something. Like, as I said, I'm doing very well, but I reckon it'd be kind of fun. My kind of question is though, so you email a photo in, do you?
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be
I actually think it's not a bad idea because at least it gives the players something to aim at. Like if I'm playing. And if I see your dopey face sitting behind the goals and I've got a Joe the Goose and I say to the goal umpire, get the fuck out of the way, mate. I'm barreling this at head height.
Yep.
It's a little bit more fun for the crowd. You know, put a target on you. If I hit you, it's a $50 donation to, you know, something.
Or if you're a full forward,
yep.
Put a picture of yourself with your arms up. So you put that behind the goals and so you have
kick
a target.
To me.
Yeah, and so you kind of looks like you're catching your own ball and you go, fuck man, I'm having an awesome game today.
I'm having a ball. Well, because you know how in the NRL they kind of pumped in the crowd noise, which actually I think worked.
Yep.
I thought it sounded pretty good because it sort of filled it out a little bit and didn't sound as much of a training drill. But what they should do for players, for forwards and backmen alike, is, and this is just at the ground, so you don't hear it on air, but just have people taunting the forwards.
Yeah,
so,
sure,
you know,
sure.
if you're close to them, then you hear them going, mate, you're fucking no good, Eric Hipwood, you fucking stick. Bang,
question,
you're in his head.
Question without notice. Have you heard any heckling from the bench? Of the opposition or, you know, assistant staff kind of in the crowd. Have you heard any of them kind of yelling at players? Like, I know we've only had, like, a very small sample size. But any kind of, like, get off him, your dog, you know, from, like, the guy who runs the water?
No, I think because mainly what you could hear was the players calling to each other. So you actually couldn't pick up that kind of effect. So, no, I didn't hear it. The other thing that's being offered is Carlton foregoing a membership thing on their back and putting members' names on the players' jumpers for 3 rounds.
You're good like that, aren't you? For a whole three rounds, Adam.
A whole 3 rounds, mate. Wow. So 67,000 people go into a barrel and they draw out the names and that's how they're picking them. It's all at random.
Wow, we've got a lot. We're going into boots, we're going into barrels. There's a lot going on.
Exactly. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of fun.
But how cool would that be? You know, well, so depending on who you got.
Just one person at a time?
How do you mean one person?
One person on each jumper?
No. So there'll be 22 names. So there's 66 names all up across the 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, which would be kind of fun. Like if you were out there and you're on there, unless unless you're Levi or something, and you're just like, oh, come on, mate, don't let me down. Don't do this. Although he's been very good the last couple of years, Levi Casbolt.
No, laughing stock. Terrific, yeah, no.
Yep.
I want you to go on there. I want you to go on. That'd be a big moment. And then I want them to spell your name wrong too. I want them to call you Adam or something, Andrew or something.
Yeah, or ROS.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be the dream.
Would it?
You could probably make a case too that you get your name on the jumper, they give you the jumper, hey?
Oh, that's a very good initiative. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
signed,
a good guy like
get
that.
The jumper.
Yeah, you should send that to the club when you go and have one of your Carltonian meetings. Go and hang out. Go and bring that up as well.
Or they could sell it to the person because it's randomly put out. They go, mate, yeah, here's your jumper, $500.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Or here's another idea.
Yep.
You could buy a Carlton jumper and then just put your own fucking name on it.
Pretend it happened. You could do that.
So they're talking about maybe crowds coming back. We don't really know. There's a lot of articles about... I find that 75% of articles about the AFL at the minute is speculation, you know.
Fiction.
We don't quite know what's going on.
Yeah.
But they talk about if there is a possibility of crowds coming back, that they may ban booing and cheering.
Well, booing and yelling. They're very worried that people... And ban booing, because if you're an adult and you boo... You've got fucking, you've got issues.
Wait
at the
a
best
second.
Of times.
Wait a second.
I don't boo.
okay. Not boo, but you get.
No, there are people who actively say boo.
Yeah, sure.
I have never done that. I will call an umpire a raft of names.
Okay, yeah.
That children maybe shouldn't hear.
Yeah,
okay?
sure.
And that will come under the yelling portion of it. But I think you should be allowed to yell. But booing, just let's cut out booing.
Yeah, it is interesting. I don't think I have booed. I don't think I have booed before.
It's just such a weird thing to do. Like, because usually you yell out in frustration, like, oh, that's bullshit. Rather than, like, you're actively saying something rather than going. Because when you say boo, that means you've run out of things to say.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like you say, Luke Shuey gets a free kick, right? Because he's ducked his shoulders. And you go, oh, he ducked his shoulders. And then as they're given the 50 metres because the player said the same thing, that's when you're like, boo. Because you go, I got nothing else to say while he's
dragging him back 50 metres.
Yeah, sure. Or the booing kind of when the people are lining up for goal. Like,
oh, yeah.
I find that thing all. That kind of thing where it's like, ha ha, I distracted you with a sound. It's like, what? No, no.
Yeah, like when nothing is happening in the game, I'm not yelling out. That's what I don't understand. You know, in American football, when they break the decibel records and they get to 115, yep. and that's just people just yelling. Just yep. like, ah.
Yeah,
I find that really strange as an adult person to just yell for nothing.
And as an adult as well, to kind of get very excited about the idea that you break a decibel record. It's like, what does that fucking mean? Like, do I get a name on a jumper at least?
What about when you go, oh God, I'm scared of doing this. What about when you go to a WWE loser festival? Are you not actively yelling out at what is playing out in front of you? Do you yell?
No, but I haven't been to one of them for years and years and years.
That's not the point, mate. Let's not pretend 10 years,
I reckon.
Let's not pretend that because it's in the past that you wouldn't go to one now.
Yeah, sure. I think if I booed, or I think if I may
if
have,
a villain comes out,
yeah,
some
sure.
sort of
I think I may have booed, but
if
like
the Iron Sheik came out
in a funny way. Fuck, wait, you're up to date, mate.
Thank you, mate.
But
thank
I mean,
you.
I've gone to a couple of an event years ago. Actually, Dennis Rodman was on it. So this is back in like 2002, I reckon.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I got two stories about this. I think I might have told them on the pod, but the Dennis Rodman came out and he was and with a bunch of dudes who they came out one sorry the tag team came out and they call it getting cheap heat, Adam, where you just make fun of the town or make fun of, you know, the city or whatever.
So it's like a comedian.
Yeah, but they came out and they started talking about the sissy game, Aussie rules. And,
uh-huh.
and one of the guys in the ring kind of...
Oh, so this is in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
He pretended to do a drop punt and they were like, uh-huh. Yeah, we hate footy. And so everyone's like, boo. And there was another event I went to
Did you boo? Or were you like, this is completely ridiculous and funny?
Yeah, it's funny booing, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was another guy who came out years ago at another event and he said, by the way, New Wales could kick Victoria's ass. But the classic one was, what, 2 years ago? So the MCG, so there's a guy, Elias, he comes out and I think I've told this story, but he did some fucking severe local. He said, this is the week after the grand final. When Collingwood lost, and he said, I was talking to my good friend Mick Malthouse during the week, right? So he's done a bit of homework, right?
Yeah.
And he said that Collingwood, my opponent is going to choke just like Collingwood did last week. And so he thought everyone was going to boo.
Yeah.
Instead, 70,000 people start cheering. You can see it on his face. He's like, wait a second. Because he would have thought, Melbourne team, Perth team, you know, the locals would be all across the Melbourne team.
Yeah.
And everyone just started booing. You see in his face, he's like, wait a second. That wasn't...
This hasn't gone right.
That wasn't meant to happen. I'm fascinated, like, who set him up for that. Because you think that would have to have been a Melbourne person or Australian person to have set him up for that those references. Because pick Mick Malthouse out. He's
that's
very specific.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, he's my good friend or whatever. It's like, really? I don't buy it. I don't think Mick Malthouse has a good friend.
Yeah, it has any good. Yeah, that's when everyone went, well, this is lies. I believed wrestling up until he said my good friend Mick Malthouse, and I went, hang on. This is bullshit.
There was one event I went to, I think it was 2000 or so. No, I think
why did I do this?
No, I think it was the Dennis Rodman thing. But I saw Peter Costello there. So I'm going to presume he was there with Seb Costello, who probably was, you know, a teenager or maybe like younger actually back then.
Yep. Okay.
And I went, I'm going to go and harass the treasurer. So I tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around. Now, the day before, I'd been playing footy, and I'd literally landed on an elbow. So yep. I had the biggest black eye. I still got a kind of little, tiny little lump under my eye from where it hit. But I had the most enormous black eye in the world, and I tapped on his shoulder, and he turned around, and you could just see on his face, oh, fuck.
A pauper is coming in, myself and Seb.
And I got a photo. I got a photo with him. And I developed the film. Every single photo of the 30 roll, 29 of them, came out perfectly fine. The one with Peter Costello was the one that didn't work. And I was like, fuck, that was the one I wanted.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. But if they're going to ban booing and yelling, or they're going to say, it just means you need to have the people in front of you at least four seats away, because they reckon the spray of a spray carries.
Yeah, sure. And they talk about maybe people having a mask, and then also...
I don't want to wear a mask. I need Razor Ray to hear me clearly what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And then they talk about doing the team song as well. Like, maybe fans won't be able to sing along to the song. But then also raised the question. I mean, we've had all the behavioural awareness people last year crack down on fans. And yep. then it raises the question, like, you know, they have the number, you know, text this number if someone's been abusive or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So you text the number going, hey, that bloke over there, he booed. Or he did the first verse of We're From Tigerland. Yeah.
He went da 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 da. And it went really far. What about, they're probably now, those wet markets outside the MCG are probably going to get shut down. Probably, you know, when you're on your way in and you just grab a pangolin before you head in to watch the footy. That won't happen anymore, will it?
Yeah, no, I think sometimes when I'm just heading down, it's, yeah, grab a quick lizard on the way in.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the record, get a lizard, in you go.
Like, yeah, fuck. You know, you footy, no footy. Longer can you... Yeah, you can't take a monkey in a cage into the footy anymore. At least for this year, I would assume.
Fuck, Gil McLaughlin's gone too far, hasn't he?
Yeah, mate.
Need time. Need a change. Leadership. Hey, Willy Rioli.
What's going on there? Now, he tested positive to the ganja, was it, last year?
Yes, and then he had...
Before the finals.
Then he had the other charge of tampering with his evidence.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Which is a bit more...
Crack the bottle, poured some Red Bull in.
Yeah, well, didn't he put Gatorade? Was it
Gatorade,
in with the urine, or just Gatorade by itself?
That is a good question. I imagine it would have been in with the urine, because otherwise, surely if he just poured Gatorade into an empty container, surely that's not a four-year ban. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, sure. And then also...
But they have to actually watch the urine come out of you, so you just go, well, we saw him pour that in, so Let's go again, Willie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I think that's weird. Yeah, unless you're like, I don't know, you don't want to have a big gulp of Gatorade. You just want like almost like a shot of Gatorade. So maybe he's just pouring himself a drink and accidentally...
And he's missed.
Urinated in it too.
Well, you know when players come off the ground and a lot of times when they're doing interviews, they'll put the Gatorade bottle in their pants as somewhere to hold it?
Sure, yeah.
So perhaps he's forgotten he's done that, and he thought what he thought was his penis was the Gatorade bottle. Can happen to any of us. And he squirted that in, and they go, mate, that's Gatorade. And he's going, oh, fuck, I thought it was my penis.
But the weird thing is that he did it in August, right? And I find this really strange. It's happened a couple of Sam Murray as well. I think it took about a year for him to get an actual sentence or a decision. But so what are we up in? Just turned June. So, geez, well, we're nearly, 10 months away.
Yeah.
Still hasn't been given a suspension. So he's on
from ASADA.
Yeah, so he's on kind of like you're in a ban for now, like, but not an official sentence, So we can't go and play. But this how does it take this long to work out what's going on?
Well, so that's weird you say that, because Bronson Cherry from the Cronulla Sharks, the NRL team, he just got done for he tested positive to about five different types of banned substances. And that happened in November of last year, and they only just did it like during the week. So what the fuck do ASADA do?
That's the thing, yeah. Like, yeah, again,
they
like,
just go, oh, mate, got a positive one? Sit on it, boys.
They already worked out. Like, I mean, is it like a kind of a court case where you kind of have to go through various stages or, like there are delays and there are periods of time when they kind of... I just don't understand what's going on.
Well, that's the thing. It's either he's got a tainted... Yeah, I don't know. Is there a massive backlog? Are there a lot of ASADA just sitting there going, oh, mate, we've still got stuff from 2018 going on?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Like, how many people are there out there? Like, how many drug tests? If you go to ASADA, is there just like, two people in a laboratory just working their way through urine samples going, fucking hell, I haven't seen my kids for 7 years.
I'm on the ASADA website now. There's a whole prohibited list. Check your substances.
That you can download, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's got links to the dark web of what you can get. So you can check, you can type in the substance that you want and it will tell you whether or not. The top five searches, here you go. Ventolin, Endone, Paracetamol. Endone is like
painkiller. Strong painkiller.
Strong painkiller. Yep. More opioid based. Paracetamol. Caffeine. So people are going, oh, can I have a coffee? Woo, fuck. Oh,
wonder,
Jesus.
Yeah, I wonder maybe if that might be people like taking caffeine tablets and like going,
But even so, caffeine, you'd be surprised if the you'd be surprised if it was on the list.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't think it'd be on the list. But I think maybe if there's caffeine in a sports powder or something, you might want to just check out what's going on, yeah.
Yeah, and the top, the fifth one, rounding out the top five searches here on the ASADA website, is cocaine. So you can, you can't click on the links. That's a shame.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it show you who looked up cocaine?
No, it doesn't. There's a prohibited list as well, but I think that'd be quite in depth. Let me click on that.
That'd
prohibited
be quite lengthy.
List. Sorry, I'm just clicking through to the prohibited list. Yeah, it is. It's a big one, and I don't believe. Oh, it's 240 kilobytes. Let's see what's on there.
See, is just type in heroin. See if that's in there.
Okay, let me go back. Well, I suppose if Endone came up, then you'd hope heroin would be on there.
Yeah, sure. I wonder how many. I can't imagine people are typing in heroin and thinking it's going to be a performance enhancing game.
Oh, you know what we should do? Okay, Junk Time. Here could be a fun thing. Let's change the top five searches on the ASADA website.
Yeah, okay.
So if you just it's got a weird name when it comes up. So just do a Google search on ASADA. This is the, or maybe I'm not on the ASADA. Yeah, I am.
Yep.
Check your substances.
What, ASADA.gov?
Yeah, but when you click through to check your substances, it goes to another website, which is called globaldro.com.
Okay.
Yep. So that's just that's the WADA prohibited list in action. But we can still fuck with that because we're on the Australian site of it. So if you go to ASADA, click through to check your substances, and then you can do a check there. So search for, let us search for heroin. Heroin comes up. Quick search. User type is required. Oh, so you got to put user type. So I'm an athlete. Sport. Should we do, let's do football. Let's really make this.
Yeah, kind of ramp up suspicions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Australian rules football, nation of purchase, Australia.
Yeah, you got to buy Australian.
Did we get it imported from Cambodia or something, or we bought Australian?
No,
let's buy Australian.
Yeah, we got to support local businesses during these tough times.
Yeah, okay, so Junk Times, user type, athlete, sport, Australian rules football, nation of purchase, Australia, search for heroin, searching. Okay, you got to do a little accept thing of terms, conditions.
Yeah, we got dimorphine.
Dimorphine, yeah.
Oh, prohibited bullshit. Out of competition.
Oh, fuck off. Out of competition.
Out of competition,
not
you can. Yay!
Oh,
awesome. You can take heroin outside of competition. Bloody hell. Well, I'm sure this is news to a lot of players, actually.
If you know a footballer, mate.
Oh, so those photos that they all take on Instagram on the end of season trips, they're gonna look a lot more interesting this October.
Oh, mate, they'll all be on the fucking nod. You go, why didn't you go to LA? You go, no, I just went down Victoria Street in Richmond.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I'm allowed to. Awesome. So it says the IV infusion and or injection of more than 100 mil per 12-hour period of any substance is a prohibited method. Even if the substance itself is not prohibited. Okay, so no more than 100 mil per 12 hours. So keep it down.
I wonder.
Yeah, unless it's received during surgery.
100 mil. Is that a lot of heroin?
I reckon that's a fucking shitload of heroin. But only in a 12-hour period. So keep it under 100, under 12 hours. So in a 24-hour period, maybe keep it to 180, just to be safe.
So when you would have had a morphine thing when you were in hospital a couple of years ago?
Yes, I had morphine
directly
in my stomach.
Did you have that button that you'd push to kind of dose
yourself? No, I was above that, mate. That's down the shallow end for the little players. So I was getting injections straight into my stomach.
Yeah, okay. So not like a drip either. So I was just trying to rule out how much liquid is in a drip bag.
But I was on that's a really good question. I couldn't tell you. I would need a nurse for that one. I was on a ketamine drip for 2 days.
Yep. Okay, but you weren't in hospital that time, right?
No, I was at Golden Plains.
So look forward to a lot of footballers having their end-of-season trips in Afghanistan this year.
So, Junk Timers, please, if we could all do it, Asada, first click through, then go to banned substances, user type, athlete, sport, Australian rules, nation of purchase, and let's see if we can get heroin to the top of that list, and we'll check back in next week. That is going to be great.
I tell you, someone who often seemed like they were on drugs, Adam.
Oh, that's casting a huge aspersion.
But that's a great link, though. Choco.
It is a great link.
Choco. I mean, because he's a Fruit Loop. Choco Williams. Yeah. So this is actually a pretty cool idea before the 2004 grand final. I think your mate Kane Corns told this story. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. It's weird. We haven't heard much from Kane.
No. He's been quiet during COVID, and good on him.
What was the thing he had to go at? He had to go at Caroline Wilson, wasn't he? Thinking about,
yes.
I think, was it because she said the NRL were being foolish to come back so quickly?
Yes.
I think that was it, yeah.
And she does look foolish because it's worked out.
And I love the idea that they were saying, you know, the NRL, well, AFL as well, like, we need to get a free hit kind of thing. And never that kind. Yeah, you know, so all the people in America are watching like that. It's like, really? It's like 35 million people are going to tune in just to watch Siren Rules.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. on ESPN.
Yeah.
4.
And also, if you did do that, not the weekend for it. Guys, stop looting. The Broncos are playing.
Oh, no. Buddy Franklin's out for half the year. Oh, this is the worst thing that's happened all year. So
Choco.
Yeah, day before the game, 2004, going into the grand final against Brisbane.
No, you've got the wrong grand final, mate.
Is it 2007?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which makes this story even better.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so I'm not as thrilled about this story. This is actually not as kind of endearing. It's kind of funny now.
Yeah, no, it's really funny. So Michael Wilson was a player for the Port Adelaide player, and they loved him, heart and soul, you know. He was a spiritual leader kind of player down at there, and he'd had a lot of bad luck across his career. And I think during the prelim against North Melbourne, he did his Achilles.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So his grand final dream is over. I don't think he played in 2004, so it was his first chance at glory. And, you know, winning himself a premiership, you know, up against Geelong. And I think, you know, Port Adelaide felt pretty confident about it. So before the game, when they're at Crown in Melbourne, Choco holds up Michael Wilson's match day jumper from the prelim.
Hmm.
And so they all think, you know, this is pretty weird. Like, we know Wilson's not playing. Why is he holding that up? And so then Choco, brilliant maneuver, I love it, gets out a pair of scissors, right? And you go, oh, fucking Choco's going to go berserk here. What's he going to do? He's not going to perform the surgery on Michael Wilson or something, is he? So he cuts up his jumper into 22 pieces and gets it stitched in. Obviously, the boot starter, I suppose. Who does this? Who's looking after this responsibility?
Property steward. And I think Port Adelaide are one of those clubs that have the same property steward for, like, you know, 75 years. Like, literally is the definition of a boot starter.
Alfie is the name of the property steward. He says, Alfie and the crew. Oh, so just not Alfie. The whole crew are going to do it. Is going to stitch a piece of Michael Wilson's jumper to your jumper. So you're going to run out on the ground on the grand final in front of 100,000 people with a piece of Michael Wilson as we head out into the ground. Oh.
So then they went out and lost by 20 goals. And it was,
yeah, absolutely.
It was,
yeah,
over.
So the players just went
first quarter.
Yeah, the players just went, fuck Willow.
So where do you reckon they put the little bit of material? I've got a feeling they put that on the inside of the jumper. I don't think they put it on the outside.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I think they'd get fined if they put it on the outside.
I'd figure they would be, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how closely the umpires are looking.
Well, you know what would have been cool is if they did put it on the outside, but it matched the bit from Michael Wilson's jumper and they put it over your jumper.
Yeah, sure.
So you got like a double panel in that one section.
Yeah.
And also, are you confident that Choco's going to cut it up into 22 even pieces? Like, are you going, oh, Fucking Warren Treadray got more of Michael Wilson than I got. This is bullshit.
And then there also would have been a period where he's got to concentrate to be able to cut it into 22 pieces. Like, you've got to be there.
Yeah.
Snip, 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 snip. That's one. That's two. That's three.
It's a slow process.
Like, they're probably just sitting there just watching a man cut up a jumper for 12 minutes going, what the fuck is going on? Say something, Choco.
Yeah. You're freaking us out. They go, we knew it was coming. We didn't think this is going to was going to be how it was going to show itself. But Choco's lost his marbles.
It's funny those little things they do, trying to get a bit of a extra advantage. Hey, I mean, I think Michael Wilson's probably there going, "Fuck, man, that was a prelim jump, bro. I was going to keep that, give that to my kids."
But also too, as he's they're stitching it in, and imagine Michael Wilson sitting back going, telling everyone, "Go, mate, the boys have got a piece of me on there today."
Mm.
And then as they're 18 goals down, heading into the last quarter, he's gone. Well, they don't.
Well, maybe
they fucking hate me.
Maybe
they fucking hate my guts.
Maybe that was the problem though too, that it weighed them down. Maybe they couldn't run. The jumpers were too heavy.
Well, you're not used to it, are you?
It put you off, yeah. So walking around, what would a jumper cost? A car weigh, what, let's say 200 grams, okay?
Sure.
So this one now weighs 205 grams. I mean, that's like putting extra weight on a horse.
A horse, yeah, absolutely. And what if it's stitched into like the left side of your jumper? So all of a sudden now, you're off balance.
For sure, yeah.
So every kick you go to goes to the left. You're like, I don't know what's going on. You go, that's Michael Wilson's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the many moments during the game and the commentary they talked about how some of the Port players would try to shake and bake and they couldn't do it.
They could only shake.
They could shake
and
they'd fall over.
Yeah, there's no bake. They couldn't get back. They'd go one way and then keep going that way. They couldn't go the fat side of the ground because they were just fucking weighed down. You're an idiot, Choco.
Well, you talked about last week how we found it kind of funny that they couldn't use the was it Blundstone or was Blundstone?
It was Blundstone Arena. It's unusable at the moment for AFL football.
Down in Tassie because they still have the sight screen up from the cricket. But then also, they don't have any goalposts.
Yeah, and they can't get any goalposts.
Yeah.
Because they're on the mainland.
So strange that there was a goalpost shortage or whatever it was. But we actually got, was it from Brendan, this message about the Tasmanian?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, it was. Brendan, yep.
So the Tasmanian State Premiership Final. In 1967, John Devine played. John Devine, former Geelong coach.
Former Geelong coach, yeah, right. So they have an issue with goalposts down in Tasmania, as we were quickly discovering.
So this is the Wynyard Cats taking on the North Hobart Robins, traditional rivals.
Yeah. Well, so what this is was almost like a Champions League competition after the Premiership that they each won in their divisions.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like a state round robin kind of competition. Gotcha. Sort of thing, is my understanding.
Because, yeah, I was like, Wynyard, I'd never heard of them before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tight game. I think it was at one point the difference at the end of the game.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah. And
yes, you're correct.
So there was...
So Wynyard are leading by 1 point over North Hobart.
Player took a late mark.
From North Hobart?
Yes. People conjecture as to whether it was taken before the siren or after the siren.
Ah, fuck, that's tough, isn't it? Especially in the 60s, there's no replay. You'll never know.
Wouldn't be replay. I wonder if there's actually film footage of this.
There's a still shot of it, but there's no vision attached to it.
And also, it's 67, so you feel like... I feel like this is something more that might have happened in like the 1920s or so. I don't really feel like this is the 1967 kind of story, but, you know...
Mate, Tasmania.
Love you like a brother. They umpire pays the mark, then gives 15 metres.
And 15.
Yeah,
bit
so
of abuse.
Pretty much comes up to the goal square.
Yep.
And so people run onto the field.
Mm.
And they decide that they've a few times, to kind of clear the field. They've tried that a few times, a long waiting period. So in the wisdom, the fans decide that there's no other thing they can do.
No.
They have to take down the goalpost. So they pull them out of the ground and bring them and put them down.
And took them home.
That's awesome. That's so good. So here we go. And they got a bit fighty too. So a few players got in a bit of a tussle. Yeah, here's a guy. He's got left unconscious with broken fingers and had to be carried from the field on a stretcher. Sheesh.
So you fucking knocked him out and then you've broken his fingers.
Yeah, yeah. And then players had to be escorted off by police and stuff like that. And then I think people had to be driven from the ground in police cars and like, fucking hell, they really kicked off. It kicked off it escalated quickly, as some might say.
I just love the idea they go, oh, fuck this, mate. He's not kicking the goal from 10 metres out. Why didn't he hurry up and
just
kick
it? Just put it through, yeah. It sounds like he's standing there for like 15 minutes kind of waiting. It's like, just fucking kick it. You're 10 metres out, mate.
Well, because remember up in Carrara that time that all the fans ran onto the field and was that
Beasley was
Simon
having a
Beasley
shot.
A shot. And, they didn't take the goalpost and he had his shot. Like, unless everyone is around this bloke, just have your fucking kick, mate. You're 10 metres out. A point would have drawn it.
Yeah, yeah. Handball it through.
You weren't going to lose. Hey?
Handball it through. You're back there next week.
Exactly. Idiots.
In the end, the game was declared kind of a no contest.
That's disappointing.
Which is weird. Why don't they just play it again? Play it again with no fans.
And, well, because they took the goalposts, mate. You can't have goalposts up. You can't have goalposts just up one end.
Backup goalposts, okay? That
was the only set of goalposts in Tasmania.
Oh, fuck. That's mad.
Good times.
We got a football in real life, Adam? Oh, actually, we've got one thing before we go. So thanks to our Patreon friends and all that kind of stuff. If you want to review the show, give it a 5 stars or whatever, tell a friend, all that kind of jazz, all helps. It's good for business.
It is good for business.
So last week we talked about Hitler being in the All-Australian team.
Yes.
So you tell the story about your Google antics.
So Hitler's alligator had passed away, a rumoured alligator that he'd had during World War II, and it ended up at a zoo in Moscow, and I was asked to see if there was anything in it for the weekly on the ABC, and I typed in Hitler, A-double-L, and the second thing that came up was Hitler All-Australian, and I thought that was very strange. But of course, now it all makes sense.
We got a thing from Paul here. He said, just listen to the Hitler All-Australian bit. He didn't put this, but in brackets, he probably would have written, you know, incredibly funny. Great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You guys, do you just think of that? I mean, you guys are great.
You got to ask some
5 stars.
You got to ask some questions about Hitler's alligator, though. Like, why'd he go to Moscow, too? Like, surely he didn't like Russians. And then how does don't he know how alligators, like, live to, like, 80 years old?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're prehistoric. Don't they live longer? Shouldn't it be a couple of thousand years old?
I don't know. You just don't get too much. And also, do they make a big deal about it at the zoo? Like, when they kind of, do they, have a big sign saying, is like that the selling point at the Moscow Zoo? Hitler, the alligator?
I reckon if you lived in Moscow, I would say you knew that was Hitler's alligator. Don't you think?
Do you reckon they
that's a draw card.
Do you reckon they, back when the war finished, do you reckon they try to get it to talk to kind of see what
yeah, absolutely.
So we have at not sure you know about this, but here's where it comes from. So it's one of those Hitler
downfall. Is the movie.
Yeah. Hitler hates kind of thing, and this one in particular was Hitler reacting to the 2018 AFL Australian team. Yes. It's actually pretty funny, actually, when you watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought it was quite amusing as well. So if you do want to check that out, just type in Hitler downfall 2018 All-Australian.
Yeah, sure. And you'll be the first person to ever do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have a funny one here. They've got there has been quite a few kind of people put up football ones over the years.
Yes.
But here from Paul, his reaction to the 2008 grand final was absolute gold. I like it, Paul, too, that you're talking about him. Like, it's actually Hitler's.
Hitler's reaction.
He tears at describing...
His tears at describing Stewie Jew as a fat fuck was brilliant.
I do remember that one. That might come out. And it's literally Hitler. Yeah, it's just saying Stewie Jew's a fat fuck. There's the YouTube clip I saw years ago, and I don't know if it's still up there, but it's all of Stewie Jew's touches in the 2008 grand final. So, what, 12, 15 touches, whatever it was. And someone's just put Weird Al Yankovic's I'm fat over the top of it.
It's classy.
From Brendan.
We're better than that on this show. We wouldn't laugh at that.
From Brendan. Brendan's streak is continuing.
Yes.
Football in real life. Just spotted Mo Hope at Caulfield Park heading into a huge white ute. Just continuing to keep this segment alive. He pretty much
And you are, Brendan. Yeah, I know. No, I reckon he's been like the last 4 or 5 weeks, so thank you, mate.
If we're going
to get
If we're going to get a big influx of footballers in real life from the Goldie area over the next few weeks, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, there should be. And also, you might see footballers... Will you see them stand out a little bit more? Oh, no, you probably won't see them as often because they're not allowed out. You certainly won't see them at restaurants or cafes, but if you do, fucking hell, we could be breaking some big news here.
Yeah, sure. It's I can't remember if I said this last week, but surely it's just a matter of time before someone contravenes the rules to a great extent.
Yeah.
Like, just a matter of time before someone does
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. We're days away from it.
I hope it's blue. It's going to be awesome. Hey, we are JunkTimeFLPod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, Hinge, Snapchat, TikTok, Tinder, and the Gram. You're going to hit the road. Go.
Go Blues. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.